like with other viruses of the flu and so on. We have to realize that nature keeps pressuring us. The Creator has a plan and a goal. And when nature begins, when the Creator, I'm deliberately saying nature and not the Creator, just to make it clear that the pressure that comes, it comes without mercy. And therefore, we are facing pressure and even blows that we're all going to feel, all of humanity. And that won't be just to distance us and quiet us, but rather to awaken us to take action. Action that we're not used to. And these actions, these pressures from nature, their goal is to lead us to a specific connection that we will start seeing in our mind, in everything that's happening to us, not just how to escape, meaning that we don't look at the pressures and the blows, but rather why they're happening. What is their content? What exactly are they doing to us? In our minds, in our hearts, how do they develop us? This is what we have to discover. Or doctors believe. Rather, we have to try to see through this virus a guiding hand, a hand that is directing it, so that we respond with more consciousness, with more sensation and attitude towards this increasing virus, that it's not a virus, but rather it is a force that with intelligence that brings it to us. The more we connect not to the blows, but to the source of the blows, and we see them not as blows, but rather as good attitude aiming to correct us. We usually see a bad thing if we look at it through the egoistic attitude. But if we look at it correctly, that everything the Creator does is for the sake of bringing us to the exalted goal. And if we see this in a form of bestowal, in the light of love, altruism, that it comes from love, it comes in order to correct us, in order to reshape us, then we're going to see through these blows, through these pressures, and all the different kinds of unpleasant things and pressures, we're going to see guidance. And so we won't try to just escape and run away from these things, but rather take the same direction that they're trying to push us to. And rather than resist, we'll go with it. And then, instead of going in due time, where we resist the blows and pressures and worry about the viruses, we instead will try to go along with it. And if we go in the same direction, we will move from this path of in due time to accelerating time, from resistance to doing it cooperatively. And then we'll realize that through this action of the virus, we're getting a clarion, a sign of how we need to change in all sorts of discernments in our mind, in our heart, to reach the understanding of the Creator, to reach equivalence, similarity, proximity. So now, by increasing the suffering, the Creator wants us to start relating correctly to what's happening. That it's happening not because of blows, it's not beatings, rather we'll have to see the higher intelligence here that is aiming us, guiding us, and especially bringing us to Him. And that's really the trend, the direction that we're going to have to start seeing from day to day. I truly hope that you're going to activate your mind and emotion a bit more so as to see through these changes that are happening in human society and in us, that we'll see them as changes that invite us to come closer to the Creator, to come closer to the reason for why everything is happening. It's like a mother and father are pressuring the child, and the child is starting to notice, what do they want from me? Why are they pressuring me? That it's only their way of awakening me to see that I'm an egoist, and if I rise above the ego to seeing and thinking and understanding what they really want from me, then I transcend the ego and start seeing it differently. What's happening here? We need to work against our ego for the sake of connection between us, and from connection between us to connection with the Creator. If we can't reach connection between us in the 10, then we can't come to connection with the Creator. Therefore, it says, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. And therefore, every time that we try and try to be connected between us, this means we are working with the dough, meaning with water and flour, and as long as we engage with it, it doesn't go sour, which means it's not ready for baking. It's not worthy yet. So we need to not stop engaging in it. It doesn't matter how long, even the whole day, as he says, it still won't be leaven. chametz. It won't be in the will to receive, because we work with it. How much can we work with it? He says, even the whole day. Meaning, if you have the power to engage in it, keep engaging in it, and even more and more. Because after you come to the right state, when you can come to the right connection, then you feel that you can give up everything in order to be connected with the friends. And then as a result, you achieve the ability from the connection between you to be in connection with the Creator as well. And by that, you leave the rulership of the Creator to the rulership of Pharaoh to the rulership of the Creator. So you see the 10 as a means to come out of the control of Pharaoh into the rule of the Creators. Emotional, the Creator will bring us closer. The question is whether we can use the group to further awaken ourselves faster to be a dough that is ready to become matzah. This is called matzah and meriva, strife. Meaning that a person is in a strife with his ego so as to enter connection with the group. He's ready to push himself, to pressure himself, to become such a dough that there is no more distinction between flour and water. Remember, there is only flour and water in the dough. There's nothing else. So they both become one mix, one thing. So the will to receive, which is the flour, has taken in some water and just very little water, not a lot. There's a unique measurement for it. And it makes it just one uniform material. And this way, our will to receive becomes, it's like it's not felt where it's coming from, because it's 10 different friends, but they're so mixed together in their inclination to the Creator that it doesn't matter in what direction they each are, what inclination they each have, because they all blend together in a way that they have a single direction, a single intention, a single emotion, one collective thing. And thus, they're ready to take on what is called the shape of the bread of poverty. Which means they're willing to be together without any differences between them. And this is it's that we make an effort to reach bestowal, we make an effort to connect in the 10. The more we make this connection in the 10, as a result of everyone's effort, we will draw the light that reforms and it will connect us. Meaning the water that will absorb, the water that will work on the flour and turn it into a single body, is that by each and every drop of water enters each and every gram of this powder of flour. It all depends on our common effort, the common effort in the group. That's what we need to feel. That if there's no cooperation in the group between the friends to reach a state where there's no difference between the water and the flour, and it all becomes moist and homogeneous, meaning it becomes dough. And if we don't yearn for that dough, where we lose all our ego, each and everyone's personal shape, if we're willing for that to happen, if we want that to happen, then it happens and we begin to feel that we're ready for the baking, meaning that we can become the matzah. And this is called bread of poverty because it comes from being poor, from being powerless, from being poor in mind and feeling. We do it that way, but after all, through this shape that we take on of the matzah, we can cross the border between the rulership of Pharaoh and the rulership of the Creator. And then it's about connection, but what is so common here? What's the common effort? We have to learn that this is not simple at all. We don't feel these very elementary things. We have to recognize our nature, how much it doesn't let us even understand what connection is. And the challenge here is that a person will be connected to the connection before he connects to himself. You hear what I said? To be aimed at the connection before he's aimed at himself. This is essentially the key to the right intention, to the right state. If we're already capable of that, and this is by the general preparation and the general spirit in the group, then we actually advance and move closer to being in the Exodus from Egypt. So this is a process, a path that we'll have to go through. The thing is to grab hold of myself each and every moment and see, am I in the group or on my own? And then through manipulating myself emotionally, intellectually, I put myself back into the group and I begin to rearrange myself with the group. This is what it's about. Meaning I want to reach a state, in other words, I wish to achieve a state where I'm under the rule of the light of Chassadim, where to begin with, if possible, I wish to be inclined, aimed towards connection. That's what I want. To the point that until I, as if instinctively, want to connect, more ready for the ten. We don't move away from Egypt. We mustn't think that we are running through the desert or the Red Sea and move from place to place. We're moving from desire to desire, from intention to intention. That's what we need to determine to ourselves, to digest. We basically remain in the same place, in the same desire. However, the attitude to that desire changes. How we work with it is what changes. Therefore, exiting Egypt means exiting one intention and entering another, but staying in the same desire. The same Pharaoh, with its desire, only changes its intention by the light that reforms, to in order to bestow, in order to connect. And so in that dough, in the will to receive, resides or dwells the Creator instead of Pharaoh. So we don't need to run anywhere physically. I heard about all kinds of smart alecks who go to the desert of Sinai to do the Passover there, as if it's a special thing of, changing your external conditions, being there with the Bedouins or something. There's no such thing. Stay sitting wherever you are. You need to change your attitude to your 10. Even though you're not connected with it physically right now, changing your attitude to them is what you must do. And not being connected.
Loves. So there's an action on the way, where we intentionally awaken the will to receive. Of course, it is in order to receive still, it's uncorrected. And we awaken it a little bit to draw correction over it. And then we awaken it a little more in order to draw additional correction. And by this, we correct it more and more, meaning we desire the corrections, the renewal of the connection of the love. But reluctantly, what do we do? We do it over the fighting, the distancing, the friction. That's how it works, because we are created beings. We can feel love and connection only on top of their opposites. We can't feel one phenomenon. But if we have two phenomena, one for, one against, between them, we can feel the connection, the force. We always measure it between two elements. We cannot measure one thing, the Creator. He is instead of one love, one connection. There is nothing other than it, than that. Whereas we can measure our things only out of disconnection, connection, distance, nearing. So as the article says, it's called two opposites. This is how we need to advance. So if we are moving forward, we are marching left and right, left and right. We're not hopping on one foot. Rather, when we heard on one, well, standing on one leg, don't do to your friend that which you hate, or love your friend as yourself. But to do them on one leg is impossible. We need to awaken the uncorrected side and add it to the corrected side. Uncorrected side and add it to the corrected side. And that's our work. Until we transfer all the bad into the good. Then we reach complete adhesion with the Creator.
Officially? Or?
It doesn't matter in what way they appeared, as long as they appear. If they don't, you have to awaken them. you have to awaken them. And that's why it's written, it says, matzah and meriva, matzah and strife. Here it's written about two opposites. We are also with you here in the state of the coronavirus. We see the problems, troubles, fears, anxieties, all sorts of things. Together with that, we have to reveal connection and love. And you cannot have one without the other. The creature cannot feel only one thing, one phenomenon. Creature meaning man. Moldova?
When I discover hatred towards the friends or the group, I need to make efforts to rise above that, or I need to recognize that I cannot do it and I must turn to the Creator.
No, you have to, that's on the condition that you have connection with the friends. And together with them, you go and you perform actions. You're searching like when you are searching for the chametz, for the leaven during the evening of Passover. You don't know, but there's a custom where we place
pirurim shel lechem.
We place crumbs of bread around the house and then we look for them. And is there any more hiding in the corners? That's what we look for. Same as we do in the group. You have to do it in the time between you. But I'll just say one thing, and it's important. It's an important thing. Before everything, if you're going to reveal the evil, you're going to reveal the evil in order to correct it into good and feel additional love there, additional connection. I'm going to connect with a friend. In order to connect with them, I need to see where I'm disconnected from them in order to turn this desire, this place, into a place of connection. And that's my intention from the outset. That's how it is. I'm going to embrace the friends, but in order to embrace them, I need to see where I'm not in it. And when I discover that I'm not in it, I'm asking the Creator to do it. Not that I do it by myself. I want the Creator to do it. We need Him in the middle between us.
Discover that what he wants is the power to bestow. Is this a necessary condition?
Yes, we have to reveal a need to bestow, a desire to bestow. We can't, we don't have it. Of course we don't. We should ask. Learn from the friends. I look at them and I see that each of them is doing something in bestowal, and I'm not. So through envy, I awaken, and I want to be like them. You know, it's like it's written, take out one of my eyes if you do to my neighbor, if you take out both of my neighbor's eyes. So the envy can take you out of the will to receive.
So what do you do in order to feel that?
Be jealous of the friends. Just imagine it to yourself, and I'm telling you seriously, that you are the worst. So believe me that you are the worst. Look at them and see that you are the worst. And then you will have the strength.
reliant on the pleasure itself. So how do you give the Creator contentment, if so?
To bring contentment to the Creator is to bring Him contentment. That's it. Now, how do I do it? By bringing contentment to the friends. How do I bring contentment to the friends? By seeing to their connection, and then I turn to the Creator and I ask to give them all kinds of pleasures because they are connected. So the Creator fills up the place between the friends, which is an empty place. It was a place of hatred before. They cleaned that place from hatred, and now there is no hatred there, but even giving and love, well, to some extent. And then I ask the Creator to fill up these places. With what does He fill it up? He Himself is bestowal and love, so He Himself becomes revealed among the friends.
Thank you.
PT
25.
What's the right way to understand that Pharaoh is giving pleasure, giving us pleasure? His work in the tent doesn't feel like pleasure. What do we exactly have to overcome here with pleasures?
If we want to discover the Creator and it's in the connection between us, truly between us, between me and the friend, between me and the friend, etc. So when we discover the Creator between us, let's imagine that we discover the Creator between us. We can't feel each other. We feel that the Creator fills the spaces between us. So why can't we imagine it? Try to feel more and more. He's between us even now. He's got no other place. But we don't feel Him. We even chase Him away if we repel one another. Do exercise it. Increase your sensitivity for it, that the Creator is between us. This is called the light entering the kli, the partsuf, because between the sfirot is the Creator. Each and every sfira doesn't have a connection with the other sfirot, because each sfira is its own quality, and one quality cannot be similar in any way to another quality. But each quality, when it wants to help the other quality in what it has and the other one doesn't, then there is a connection between the sfirot, bestowal between the sfirot, and then it becomes like the bestowal of the partsuf, and the Creator becomes revealed between them. Do you understand what sfirot are? There is no connection between the sfirot. We also learned Shoresh, root 1, 2, 3, 4, and the four prinot, discernments of the direct light. Each prina is opposite from the other. And all the sfirot are even more opposite. And there, the light already shines. So in each and every sfira, there is an opposite desire from the previous one, in the previous adjacent sfira, and the light is opposite. One is chasadim, the other is chokhmah. It's the complete opposite. So what connection can there be between the sfirot? As between the friends, there cannot be any connection. What can be is a desire to do good to the other with what I have. That's it. So what happens? How can I do good to the other? When I become Malchut and I ask the Creator to satisfy everyone else, to take care of everyone else, except me. I am Malchut. I am poor and meager. And that's how we build the partsuf. Yes, we should we should examine and check by force, because during the ascent you're in euphoria or somewhere, so you have to do this research, examination of what I had during the descent, why, under what desires, what pleasures I was, and how Pharaoh was working on me, and how I disagreed or agreed, and I didn't have a choice, etc. All the tests are during the ascent. When I have the light, I have the awakening and everything, and then I can work in two lines. I can awaken the left and look at it through the right, and the other way around. It's only through the light being in me.
And what should be the outcome of this examination?
When I understand both the descent and the ascent, when I'm in an ascent, I can learn the descent out of the descent that went to me. I also have a better understanding of the current state of the ascent.
And what do you have to be careful of during this examination in order not to get it wrong?
Well, not to fall into the descent, but I'm in self-control and in dukkut with the Creator and under the control of the upper light. In all those things, I begin to poke in all those things and see how I direct myself correctly. Yeah, it's a learning, but you have the strength. You're not enslaved like a beast that, and you don't know what to do, and you have no feeling or understanding. You are in two forces, and you can direct everything.
How to scrutinize the right things and not to fall into different examinations that are irrelevant to our connection?
You answered it correctly. My observations, examinations, should be only about the connection between us. The